You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined this morning by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. I'm great. I'm excited about today's show.
I am, too. I'm looking forward to this conversation we're about to have about the Obies. But are you all geared up for some exciting Thanksgiving travel?
Yeah, I'm actually going to my mom's house where it's going to be a really low-key event, which I'm excited about because, you know, sometimes Thanksgiving just gets so overdone. I think there's only going to be three or four of us, and we're actually, we're contemplating, I think we're going to cook, but, you know, just low-key, a turkey and two or three dishes and some desserts, and that's it. Doesn't that sound easy?
It sounds lovely, and in fact, we are doing the exact same thing. We're not traveling anywhere. We're just going to take it really easy. We're probably going to spend 4 days in pajamas. So, you know, it's going to be one of those kind of holiday weekends. I cannot wait. We're here today, Carol, to talk about the 32nd Obie Awards, which occurred just a few weeks ago. The Obies are the official awards of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association and its Sales and Marketing Council. And the Real Estate Forum is an official media partner. Talk about exactly what the Obies are.
Yeah, the Obies are really exciting. They are the awards that give honor to excellence in building, remodeling, marketing, and personal achievement in the home builder industry. They happen once a year. There's usually several hundred entries and, you know, hundreds of awards are given. This year, I think it was 126 or 127. People always ask why they're called the Obie Awards, and they're just named after the obelisk shape of the actual award that's given. So, I mean, it's kind of funny that that's what they're named, but it's a very prestigious award.
Yeah, I was wondering who Obie was myself, but... Who judges these Obies? Is there some grand pooba up on high who just makes a decision, or is there some selection committee? Talk about that process.
Yeah, that's actually a great question, Todd, because, you know, awards are judged differently by different associations and, you know, differently around the country. So our Obie Awards, we bring a group of judges in from around the country to judge the product and to judge, and they actually interview the personal achievement nominees, and then they review all the marketing materials, you know, online and through PowerPoint. So they typically judge for 2 or 3 days, depending on the number of awards. And, you know, these are all people affiliated with the industry. So they could be interior designers, remodelers, builders, or marketing people from just all over the country. And that way we get, you know, a balanced approach. It's not just people in Atlanta judging their peers and, you know, picking who they like best. It's a, you know, third party, you know, group of judges who, you know, whereas they might be familiar with the Atlanta market, they don't have any connections here in terms of doing business here or working for any of these builders who have entered.
I was not aware of the fact that it was an outside panel of judges from not necessarily in Metro Atlanta. That's very impressive, and that makes the awards even more credible, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge commitment on behalf of the Greater Atlanta Home Builders Association to bring the judges in, and then it's a big commitment in terms of time for the judges because, you know, they're taking time away from their businesses, but in many cases, it gives them the opportunity to see product outside of their market, you know, meet new people and gain new ideas. So it's great networking for the judges, but, you know, for the Atlanta builders, it really gives them, you know, awards program that has some real validity. Validity to it because, you know, every single home the judges are driven to, you know, we have drivers that drive them around. They typically judge in teams of 2 or 3, and they're driven to every single house that is entered, you know, as far as the new home product, and they walk through every single home with a scoring sheet. So, it's very professional.
Yeah, that's very, very impressive. Let's get to it then. We wanted to talk about four really of the big Obie Awards. But first of all, we'll start with the Community of the Year Attached, which is the Preserve It Fisher Mansion. Tell us about it.
Well, this community is located in that Chamblee-Dunwoody area of Atlanta. And what it's really known for is the fact that it's built on the estate. It's a historical site, Fisher Mansion. It's actually, you know, I think on the Historical Preservation Registry. So you've got this fabulous estate and all these beautiful grounds. And then you've got new homes there as well. So it was the townhomes, which are 3,000 square feet, that won this award this year. They have, you know, a new decorated model. They're 75% sold, and they do have some homes for immediate move-in. But it's just a fantastic area with this, you know, cool historic charm.
All right. Well, the Preserve at Fisher Mansion, which you can find at fishermansion.com. We'll be back with the other three big award winners after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, you know, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years?
Wow.
Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, Todd Schnick back with Carol Morgan. We're here today to discuss the 32nd Obie Awards. Our next community is the Community of the Year in Mixed Use, which is West Highlands by Brockville. Tell us about that, Carol.
Well, this one's located in Midtown, just minutes from downtown Atlanta, Atlantic Station, Buckhead, you know, all the major interstates. It is a fabulous location. It offers craftsman-style homes from the high 190s. And I think what people really love about it is they've got this expansive green space within the community that's perfect for picnics or walking the dog. You know, it's all around this Herman Perry Park. You know, again, walking paths, playground, and great open green space.
All right. And you can find information about the West Highlands at brockbuilt.com. The next community we want to talk about is a Community of the Year Master Plan, which is Sterling on the Lake by Newland Communities. Tell us about that.
Well, talk about a fantastic community. You know, Sterling is really a beautiful, beautiful community up in Flowery Branch, Georgia. And it's got a gorgeous lake. It's got all sorts of different neighborhoods within the neighborhoods of, you know, different price points of homes. And it has been a really popular community for several years just because of their fantastic amenities and everything that they have to offer. You know, the lifestyle, the great events they have. They have a balloon festival there in the fall. It's amazing,
Todd. That's cool. All right. Well, you can learn more about that one at sterlingonthelake.com. And we also want to talk about Community of the Year 50 Plus, which our dear friend Todd Youngblood will very much appreciate. Crestwind at Lake Lanier by Coulter Signature Homes. Tell us about that.
He's going to be sad that he missed talking about this one. But I
yes,
know that
he is.
Bob Rademacher's been on our show before talking about Crestwind. Crestwind's an active adult community. It's gated. It's in Gainesville, Georgia. They just opened a fantastic new, I believe it's a 40,000 square foot clubhouse. You know, just unheard of amenities in today's economy and today's building market. You've got, you know, the lake there, so you can have a boat and a boat slip. You've got, you know, convenient shopping and dining and area, you know, attractions. And then you've got this fabulous clubhouse with, you know, a workout space and cooking kitchen and lots of clubs and activities that you can join. It's definitely well worth the drive out there to look at. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, I remember that show, and I was remember being very impressed by his description of the property. But you can find it at coulterhomes.com. Carol, you know, as a marketing and PR professional, I mean, how important is it to these builders and these organizations who win these Obies to what does that mean for them in terms of their sales and marketing?
Well, I mean, it gives them some credibility and it gives them a news hook or an angle for branding for the entire next year. And honestly, these Community of the Year winners, they will be using Community of the Year in their marketing and branding and advertising for years to come. It's a very, very big deal to win Community of the Year. You know, in fact, I was actually just looking at the Crestwind homepage, and they already on their Coulter site and on their Crestwind site on the homepage have already added, you know, a piece saying that they won Community of the Year. So, you know, it's great for marketing, a fantastic way to get your brand out there and give you another angle and another news hook to, you know, let people know about your community.
Well, speaking of some great news, understand that not only did you win some recognition, but that some of Elm Relevance's clients won awards as well. Talk about those.
Well, we were really excited. We actually won 3 awards for work that we did for Rialto Capital, which is, you know, Georgia Home Foreclosures. We won an award for their website. That was a gold award for best website. We won an award for one of their ads. And then we won a silver OB for their social media program. So, you know, really impressive. We were very thrilled with that because, you know, they are a new client of ours and we just started working with them last year. So we're looking forward to winning more for them in the new year. And then, you know, you mentioned my award. I was actually honored as Council Chairman of the Year. I've been the chair of the Atlanta Sales and Marketing Council all of this year. I'm about to wrap that up and move into the parliamentarian position. But I received an award just for, you know, my hard work and dedication to the Home Builders Association. And, you know, we've had a fantastic year as the SMC, and I have a fantastic committee, you know, of board members who've worked very, very hard to make it a good year. So to me, you know, that award isn't just for me, but it's reflective of what the entire Sales and Marketing Council have done. And, you know, two of the highlights, well, the big highlight is really the OBs. It was a fantastic OB, you know, program, more entries this year than last year, more people attended than last year, and everyone had a fantastic time. But then the second thing we've just completed recently was our silent auction. And it's an auction that we have for Homemade Atlanta. And we were actually able to raise $8,000 through
that. Wow. Congrats.
Yeah. And you know, that's a lot. It's up over last year. And that's a check that we will present to Homemade Atlanta at our December holiday luncheon. So we have that to look forward to. And then the year really is wrapped up. It's been a fantastic year. You really see the home building community start to grow and to, you know, expand again. And people are joining the Home Builders Association and joining and getting involved in the Sales and Marketing Council. And we just love to see that.
Well, congratulations on your award. From now on, I will introduce you as the award-winning Carol Morgan.
I love that. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Carol, we're out of time, but before I do let you go, quickly, is there a place people can go and get more information and see other winners of the OBs?
Well, absolutely. Of course, Atlanta Real Estate Forum, as a media sponsor, is publishing every single award winner. The month of November is all OB's content. Of course, we're running our regularly scheduled content as well. But if you visit the site, you'll see that we're pushing out about 10 posts a day right now because there were a lot of OB winners and we didn't want to leave anyone out. So throughout the entire month of November, you can go to the site and see those. And it's AtlantaRealEstateForum.com/OBs.
All right. Well, that wraps this segment. We'll be back with today's guest, Colby Henson, after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, this one is especially for agents. We have a $2,000 agent bonus at closing on the Lot 11 home at McKinley Crossing.
So this is a very specific property. How much was the bonus again?
The bonus is $2,000.
$2,000.
And the home, the offer needs to be written before the end of November. And this is McKinley Crossing in Forsyth County.
Tell us more about the home itself.
The home is fantastic. I'm glad you asked. It has 5 bedrooms and 3 full baths, and it's priced at $191,900. It's a Lafayette plan. And it is a really pretty plan. It's got lots of trim and hardwoods throughout, granite countertops in the kitchen, as well as stainless steel appliances, which we all love, tiled bathrooms, and a bedroom and a full bath on the main. Oh, and if that's not good enough, outdoor is amazing too. It's got an irrigation system in the front and side yards and garage door openers, new sod, and it's just a fantastic value.
Under 200?
Yeah, under 200.
5 bedrooms, all those amenities?
Mm-hmm.
And Holy smokes.
Holy smokes.
You know, Forsyth County, it's located near Lake Lanier, near the North Georgia Premium Outlet Stores, which again, you know, shopping's quite a theme for me, as you all know, near the North Georgia Mountains, and it's got, you know, sought after Forsyth County schools.
And $2,000 for the realtor.
Mm-hmm. And Delaney can tell us a little bit more about the home.
McKinley Crossing is a beautiful cul-de-sac neighborhood of single-family homes. They all have the Acadia standard features. There are 15 new home sites available, 3 to 4 bedrooms, 3 or more baths, 2-car garages, lots to choose from.
I know. Acadia does such a nice job putting those things together.
Yeah, they do.
They sure do. They have inventory all across Atlanta. So, you know, no matter what you're looking for, you know, if you're looking in a specific county or for a product from, you know, townhomes to active adult to even custom homes, they offer all of it.
Yeah, if I were a realtor that hadn't been selling Acadia homes, I would be all over this one just to learn about it and put an extra $2,000 in my pocket.
Absolutely.
And this is, you have to write this home before the end of November.
Yes. Offer has to be written and accepted, I would assume, before the end of November.
Where can you get more information on this, Carol?
Well, for more information, you can go to acadiahomes.com.
Okay. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. And we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Colby Henson, the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Red Oak Homes. Welcome back to the show, Colby.
Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming back and joining us. Before we get into it, do take a quick second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I'm Colby Henson. I'm the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Red Oak Homes. We've been building new homes in Cobb County for the last, 15 years now. We've been developing for about 25 plus years, and we've got a lot of new communities coming up, and we're pretty excited that the market is seeming to show some improvement, and it's great to be in this business still.
Yeah, we're excited that the market is improving as well. Tell us a little bit more about Red Oak Home.
Red Oak Homes is a small local builder in Cobb County. We've been actively pursuing communities in the last several years during the downturn that were bank-owned properties that we've been able to go in and facilitate the bank, help them out, work out of some of their problems, and facilitate some of ours. In the meantime, not having to go out like we've done in the past and develop our own product. It just does not make financial sense right now to develop our own product. And until that time comes, we'll continue to buy these bank-owned assets and turn them around and continue building houses that make sense and in a price point that makes sense.
Okay. And you said the word communities with an S at least twice so far.
Yes.
Like, where are they?
We've got, we've really, most of our focus over the last few years has been in Smyrna. And most of those deals were just small little 6 and 7 lot infill deals that were left behind by the previous developer. So we've gone in and reset some of those. So we our first one over there was Grady Manor. We bought that and sold all the houses in there. Then we bought cottages at Parkview Village. We bought that and we're just finishing up all of that development now. All of the houses are sold. And then we have Medland Place, and we built that out for the bank, and we've sold all of those as well.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
Sold them all already.
I mean, sold them all.
Are there anything we can buy?
Yes. We have two other communities over there, Spring Street Village that it's actively building right now, Concord Lake Village that's actively building right now, and then we've got a new community of about 5 different lots that we will have coming online here shortly.
So it sounds like you're probably looking for more lots too.
We are. We are. We just put under contract another deal called Vineyard Place East over off of Macklin Road, and we'll be starting that from the 200s. And then we've also bought another community called Brewster Manor out in West Cobb as well off of Florence Road, and it'll be starting in the 200s. And then we've got a couple others in the pipeline that are under contract that we will be getting online shortly.
That's very exciting. I guess I didn't realize that there were so many unfinished communities still sitting out there in West Cobb.
There's a few. There's a few, yes.
So there's not going to be very many left by the beginning of next year, it sounds like.
No, and I think that's starting to set in with a lot of the local builders, and they're realizing that, you know, it's getting to a time where it's about time to start developing lots again. It's not here yet, but it's something I think that is definitely sitting in the minds of builders. I mean, June, July market was very good for most of the builders in Atlanta. September and October, I think, is probably slowed down just a little bit, getting ready for the end of the year. So
I just drove past Spring Street this morning on the way into the studio and saw that. Tell us a little bit more about that specific community.
Spring Street Village is a great community. It's right there set in the park in Smyrna. It's well located to where people want to be with an active lifestyle. You know, the city of Smyrna is doing a great job with their food trucks on Tuesdays and a lot of the nice restaurants in there that are starting. And it's a great subdivision. It's well located and people like to walk, you know, to that downtown city of Smyrna.
What about the floor plans in there?
The floor plans in there are rear-loaded floor plans. So you've got rear entry garages coming in there, and it's kind of a park-type setting. So everything is kind of a close-knit community. And again, it was one that was taken over from another developer that was in there before. So.
All right, we'll be back with Colby Henson after this commercial break.
Hey, Adam, how's the house hunting going?
You know, actually, my wife and I have decided to purchase a newly built home, but we have reservations about choosing the right home builder. We want someone that, you know, builds to high standards and is going to be there if something goes wrong.
I purchased my home from a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member. It's a program that only accepts the best of the builders, and their homes come with 10 years of structural warranty protection. Made my decision easy.
For 10 years?
Wow.
Well, I'll definitely be looking for a 210 Home Buyers Warranty Builder member.
Visit 2-10.com to learn more. That's 2-10.com. Long live happy homes.
All right, and we're back with Colby Henson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Red Oak Homes.
Colby, one of your communities I know offers a beautiful lake, and you've got some very cool closeout incentives there. Let us know some more about what's going on there.
Yes, we've got Lake at Victoria Falls, located out in West Cobb off of Ford Road. It is in the Harrison School District. It's been a very popular subdivision of ours. We just finished up our last two houses out there, punched them out. They're ready to close. One of those houses is a lake lot. It is a five-bedroom, four-bath. Sits on the lake. It's a great floor plan. We've got another one of those floor plans in the back cul-de-sac lot, and it is both of those are priced in the 350s. So it's a closeout subdivision for us. It's been a very good success, and we hate to see it go, but it's time to move the last two units.
Okay, before I ask my next question, Colby, I'm going to turn off the headsets of my two co-hosts to prevent them giving me any grief. But I know you guys do the active adult over 55 thing.
Yes.
What you got going in that arena?
Well, the last time we did this segment, we were just starting that subdivision, and we were just looking at it and starting to evaluate it, and it has been a fantastic subdivision for us. I mean, it's been one that we can barely keep inventory in there. We just sold our last piece of inventory. So I've
this
got,
is Cobblestone?
Yes, yeah, Cobblestone okay. Ridge, yes. And it's located right off Dallas Highway. It is just a low-maintenance lifestyle where you have single detached units that have basically all the amenities of a front yard and a backyard and a patio, but they're not attached. They're a true detached product with a two-car garage. And we found that to be very successful because everybody feels like they want to move out of their larger house, but they're not ready to give up their yard and kind of their private space. So that, we found, has been a great success for us.
So it's located right off of Dallas Highway.
Yes.
Near what?
If you take Dallas Highway out and turn left on Barrett Parkway, mm-hmm. it's right there on the right next to Cheatham Hill Community Center.
A fantastic location. It's also close to?
Everything.
The avenues.
The avenues, yes, absolutely.
So they can do lots of cool shopping for their grandkids.
Yes, yes. And it's been, it's
I don't have any grandkids, huh?
They don't?
No, most people do, though.
So Colby, let's go back and talk a little bit more about Lake at Victoria Falls. Tell us a little bit about the lake. I mean, how big is it, and what type of boats can you take out on it, or is it mostly just for fishing? Or?
It's just a private lake, simple private lake right there. So the backyards of it are all surrounded by the homeowners, so it's not any motorboat or anything like that. Kayaks and small watercraft would be fine.
And you talked a little bit about market trends in terms of just more activity. Mm-hmm. Talk about the floor plans and amenities and those kind of things. Anything new happening there? Anything in demand more?
The trend is a little bit the same that it's been. You know, right before the market kind of went into a recession, everything, you know, was kind of trending towards it had to have granite, it had to have hardwood floors, it had to have all those things. That trend is still there. You're not able to kind of go back from that now. So all of the products still is what we would consider to be an upgraded product from the very beginning. So you see granite countertops, you see hardwood floors, you see tile baths and showers. That is the new standard. It's not something that's, I don't think, is going backwards. It is just kind of the new standard for Atlanta. That's what the buyers are dictating.
How about financing? Anything new there? Are the rates still absurdly low?
The rates are incredible. There was a lot of a lot of hubbub before about financing and you can't get a loan, you can't do this. I just never saw that to be the case. If you had good credit and you had a good job and you were paying your bills on time, you could always find mortgage financing. I never really saw that tighten up. It wasn't giveaway loans like it was for a long time. And the appraisals got a little bit tighter because of the massive foreclosures. But I never saw that to be a huge problem.
Yeah, it's interesting. Rates are still, you know, hovering around 3, and prices are still low. And I think homebuyers out there, if they're looking, better hurry because we're about to have an inventory shortage.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're starting to see just a little bit of it. And you can see, you know, even the large nationals and a lot of those builders picking up additional positions and really starting to go out and buy stuff and build more inventory that we haven't seen in the past. Everybody's been, you know, cautiously optimistic, I think, but now you're starting to see them react to that trend.
Well, Colby, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Red Oak Homes?
Our website can be viewed at www.redoakhome.com, and all of our information on our subdivisions and upcoming subdivisions are listed on our website.
Colby Henson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Red Oak Homes. It was great to have you. Thanks for coming back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, well, that wraps this week's show. You can find us on iTunes or AtlantaRealEstateForum.com. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio.